General McChrystal got into some trouble last year when, in the midst of the Obama administration's Afghanistan policy review, he said the situation was deteriorating and the coalition risked failure if it did not send more troops. Now, after several months of increasing focus on the security of the Afghan people, and with an additional 30,000 U.S. and several thousand NATO troops beginning to flow in, he has a different view.
I still will tell you that I believe the situation in Afghanistan is serious. I do not say now that I think it's deteriorating. I think, and I said that last summer, and I believe that that was correct. I feel differently now.
General McChrystal emphasized that he does not believe the Allied effort in Afghanistan has turned a corner, and he said specifically the coalition is not winning. But he said it made significant progress last year and set the stage for even more progress this year. Still, the general says he cannot yet point to statistics to support his belief. He says it's more of an intuitive feeling.
Again, I'm not prepared to draw it on a map. I'm not prepared to give you numbers, but I'm prepared to tell you that what I see and what I feel gives me that sense.
General McChrystal says success in Afghanistan is something that is difficult to measure.
This is all a war of perceptions. This is not a physical war in terms of how many people you kill or how much ground you capture, how many bridges you blow up. This is all in the minds of the participants. And I mean, the Afghan people are the most important, but the insurgents are another one. You're just convincing people.
And the general says that includes convincing coalition members and the Afghan security forces that their effort against the Taliban can succeed. Earlier this week, the top U.S. military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, said he believes the Taliban is still gaining ground in Afghanistan. General McChrystal acknowledges the Taliban is making a major effort to expand its influence, but he says the coalition and the Afghan government are too. The general believes there is an inevitability about the coalition effort. As if to emphasize that point, he has made public his intention to soon launch a major offensive in Helmand province.
We're not interested in how many Taliban we kill. We'd much rather have them see the inevitability that things are changing and just accept that. And we think we can give them that opportunity. And that's why it is a little unconventional to do it this way. But I think it gives everybody a chance to think through what they're going to do before suddenly in the dark of night they're hit with an offensive.
The general called 2010 an exceptionally significant year for Afghanistan and said he needs more trainers and mentors for the country's growing security forces. But he did not endorse a comment made earlier by the U.S. ambassador to NATO, Ivo Dalder, who called 2010 the year of maximum effort and indicated the need for coalition troops in Afghanistan should decline starting next year if the Allies make an all-out effort this year. Ambassador Dalder spoke as U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates was preparing to meet with his NATO counterparts here to discuss just that. Al Pessin, VOA News, Istanbul.